You're about to get some information you can actually use. It's what we do here on American Viewpoints with Mike Ferguson.
And the important question in all of this, of course, is how do these orders affect you? And that's before we get to the legislative agenda of the new administration. I'm Mike Ferguson. Thanks for making American Viewpoints part of your weekend. Joined now by Grover Norquist.
When President Trump did an executive order undoing one of Obama's executive orders, that was a sign of authoritarianism, darn near fascism. Now, of course, they're reveling in all the executive orders that Biden is doing.
Well, let's talk about what that means looking ahead.
You've mentioned sticker shock. I think we haven't seen it yet.
A common sense reality check for both the left and the right. This is American Viewpoints with Mike Ferguson.
All right, imagine this, being asked to justify your behavior, morally and ethically, justify it. And that's got a parental sting to it, doesn't it? Now imagine having that answer demanded of you from members of Congress. That's what's happening with some media companies right now. They've been asked to justify their decision to let you choose to watch conservative news and opinion channels on television.
Cancel culture does not have a majority favorability outside of left-wing college kids who have been taught specifically not to know any better. And we all ought to keep Joe McCarthy firmly in mind when we see Congress people acting this way.
The irony of the Negro Leagues is that once things got better for the players, once there was integration into the game, which happened slowly, it wasn't like all the Negro Leagues players suddenly found jobs in the major leagues, but that ended up being the death of the Negro Leagues when our country finally took some steps forward when it comes to race.
Yeah, no question. There's always a cost for progress. And the Negro Leagues paid a dear price for what was deemed progress, because there is no question that Jackie Robinson's breaking of the color barrier, it spelled the death knell for the Negro Leagues. But this was good for the soul of our country. It moved us in ways socially that we never, ever, I don't even think, dreamed possible.
Oh, you think for yourself? We like that around here. This is American Viewpoints with Mike Ferguson.